Welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your cook. Join me and my trusty ally, the captain, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up! Okay, shipmates, hello.
What do you call us?
I know, I always say it sounds
good. It really does.
Please write in if it sounds like shipmates or the other one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we try and mix it up. We try and touch base with you regularly. We try and do different things outside of the normal pod episodes, and this is one of them.
Quiz.
Isn't it? Special,
quiz.
Quizzical. It's called Let's Get Quizzical.
Quiz.
Literally, probably one of Bryn's favourite things outside of cheese. His quizzes, isn't it? And Charlotte, of course.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But that goes without saying.
And the cat.
And the cat. Now, you've got a stack of books in your laptop.
I've only got a few.
And
I know. Yeah. I've just got loads of random quizzes. I just thought it's something, you know, people drive, people walk listening, you know, just have a go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll just do a few quizzes. Again, you know, it's just a short little interlude one.
Yes.
And just see where we go. So
keep the wheels turning, innit?
I'll start with... the aptly entitled What Came First.
Oh, God.
So essentially, I name two things, you got to tell me which one came first.
Okay.
It's not the chicken or the eggs, so don't worry. Question number one. Brad Pitt or lasers?
Brad Pitt or lasers? Ooh, Brad Pitt.
Lasers.
Was it?
Yeah. I will say this is from a podcast called Good Job Brain.
Oh, okay.
So they got loads of random ones. Batman or tasers?
Batman or tasers. Now, he used a taser, didn't he? Batman.
Tasers.
Is it?
Good
I gotta go for the technology, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go with the technology.
So go with technology for this one, yeah?
Okay.
Number three. George Lucas or Steven Spielberg?
Oh, goodness.
Bit of dead air whilst he's thinking.
Spielberg.
Lucas.
Oh, no! I was gonna go Lucas as well!
No. Sliced bread or the Great Wall Street Crash?
Sliced bread or the Great... Oh, hang on now. I've had this before.
Ooh.
Wall Street Crash.
Sliced bread.
Oh, is it? I bet I did the same thing on that quiz as well.
Bill Gates or Hulk Hogan?
Bill Gates or Hulk? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Yes!
I'm just thinking, did you come to my first quiz at the pub?
No.
This round, oh, that's all right then.
No, I don't
I thought that might be...
No, I don't think
so
I did.
So you got one out of five. Cluedo or Monopoly?
Cheers for the...
Sorry.
The encouragement. Cluedo.
Monopoly.
I was going to go Monopoly, but I thought...
Well, you didn't though, did you? YouTube or Facebook?
YouTube.
Facebook.
Oh, goodness me.
Boris Johnson or the Beatles' White Album?
So the Beatles' White Album was 68. 2008.
He's still thinking. Oh.
Boris Johnson.
It is.
Yes!
2 out of 8. Blazing Squad or GLC?
So which ones were around first?
Yeah.
Blazing Squad.
GLC.
Were they?
I know. I was surprised.
I really should have
put the dates down, but yeah.
I saw Blazing Squad at Party in the Park and they got booed off.
Oh dear.
You didn't see you at the crossroads. See, they should have brought GLC out, shouldn't they?
It's like me saying I saw Peter Andre.
Yeah, but you enjoyed that.
Smash Hits 95, that was. Newport became a city or Millwall reached the FA Cup final?
Oh, hang on now. I think, because I was reading an article, Newport, is going to be close.
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Because I think the FA Cup, I think, was 2005. It was against Man United in Cardiff, wasn't it?
Yep.
Newport.
It is Newport.
Yeah, I was reading an article. Actually, it's coming up to an anniversary, I think, soon.
Yes, that's 3 out of 10.
Not bad.
3 out of 10. Not bad. Not good, but not bad.
Considering it's 50-50, I should have got 5, shouldn't I?
You probably should have done a bit better.
The YouTube, Facebook one, I should have known that. Because Facebook come first, and then, never mind. He's in a book now. He's in a book.
I found Pointless. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pointless answers here. Okay. You can have 3 goes. David Bowie, UK top 40 studio albums.
Top 40.
Yeah. You have 3 guesses. See how you can do.
Do you want to go for the, this is for pointless now, right? I don't want to go obvious, do I? No. Station, I mean, station to station.
1 point. Oh, now pointless.
Oh, it's 1 point, is it? Yeah. Oh, 1 point off of pointless. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, see. Is there one just called David Bowie?
There is. That's four.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Right, not bad. Okay, four people knew that out of 100 people asked.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's not, I like the way we've got to think out loud so it's not dead air.
noise is that? Yeah, sorry, that was my tongue and lip.
Sorry.
Oh, goodness. You know what? There's so many I want to go. Low.
Three.
Oh.
You could have had Black Tie White Noise, Earthling.
Oh, Earthling.
Heathen.
Yeah.
Hours. Hunky Dory.
Hunky Dory was a pointless. Yeah.
Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. And Tonight. The highest, Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars, was only 18.
I was teetering around the pointless, weren't I?
Yeah, you were teetering. You didn't get it, though. So, yeah.
If it was in the rounds, I would have got through. Perhaps I would have lost in the final, wouldn't I?
I don't know whether I should do... what's this one? Oh, I don't know. It's good for the air, isn't it? There's iconic album covers. Go I can then. Do members of Arsenal's Invincibles. debut novels and their authors.
Oh, goodness me.
So let's see if you can just name them. So who wrote Catch 22?
Oh, it's, what's his name? That's the big thick book, isn't it? I can see the front cover as well. So World War II one, isn't it?
Oh! Not giving you much time now.
No, I can't.
It's Joseph Heller.
Yes, it is.
Frankenstein.
Mary Shelley.
Well done. The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, I don't know. I know the book, but I don't
Tom
know.
Tom Clancy.
Is it Tom Clancy one?
White Teeth.
Don't know that one.
Zadie Smith. Lord of the Flies.
No.
No. William Golding. P.S. I Love You.
I've got some reading to do, haven't I? Yeah. That's not my card book.
That's not a book, I should be saying it. Cecilia Ahern and the Pickwick Papers. That's the only one I get is the Pickwick Papers.
Don't know.
It's Dickens.
Oh, God, of course it is. My mum just finished reading Oliver Twist and said it was one of the hardest things she had to do in her life. Took her forever. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm finding some cracking ones in it.
Go on then.
Okay.
Give me another one.
This is pointless. So shall I know how many pointless answers there are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's quite a lot of options.
Spanish pop. Can you give me any top 40 single released by either Julio or Enrique Iglesias, which has reached the top 40 prior to the beginning of October 2012?
No, no idea. The only song I know by Enrique Iglesias is Hero.
And that's the highest on 45.
Yeah, it's going to be. I got no idea. We've found some good ones. I don't know Enrique Iglesias' music.
No, well, I better read it out so people know.
Yeah, yeah,
because I'm sure there's some fans out there. Addicted, Amore, Dirty Dancer, Hey, Love to See You Cry, Maybe, Not in Love, Quiere Mucho.
Quiere Mucho.
Tired of Being Sorry, and To Love a Woman.
So I need to brush up on my. Let us know if you want to do an episode on Enrique.
Wow. Oh yeah.
What else you got?
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Okay. Keep going. You're the quiz master.
I mean, I can go with Ken Bruce, but I can't do the voice.
Okay. He's Pop got master? A great voice, hasn't he?
He has. Pop Master book.
Go on then.
Do you want to pick a number between 1 and like 365?
77.
77. Number 77. So it's 10 questions. It's not like fully the style of Pop Master. I who have nothing. Question number one. Who reached number one in 1988 with the song Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You?
That's when I was born. Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You.
Well, you should know it then. And get off your phone. No cheating.
No. That's something for you.
Oh, I don't want to show me that.
What's the wrong page? Again!
Researching. That's been banned now.
When you were researching condoms. Yeah. I don't know.
Glenn Medeiros.
No, I wouldn't know that.
What was the title of Destiny Child's 1998 debut UK hit? Remember, it's called I Will Have Nothing.
I will have, yeah, how does that work?
We'll find out with the answer.
I will have nothing. I can't get, I'm going to kick myself on this. No, my brain's not working today. I'm doing terrible.
That was the answer I just gave you.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't even think. I'm doing bad today.
This one you'll get.
Good night.
Who wrote Sinead O'Connor's biggest hit, Nothing Compares to You?
I don't know who wrote it.
Prince.
Did he?
There we go.
Well, look, people are learning along the way. Yeah. And tell you what, Prince, right, just a little segue. If there's a clip on YouTube about George Harrison after he's died. I can't remember his benefit. I think it's his benefit gig after he died. And they've got like George Harrison's son on there playing guitar. There's a load of different artists on the stage. And Prince is on there. And he's like he's on the stage and he's playing along. But he's sort of in darkness. And they put the spotlight on him. And they're doing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
Until I watched that, I didn't realise how good he was on the guitar. Like, he is underrated. Because you've done Year of Prince for his guitar, like, you know, your performance and songwriting. And I know he was a good guitar. When you watch that, you're like, oh my. And you can see even the other musicians on the stage are looking at him as if to go, like,
whoa.
Wow. Yeah. So great, very talented man.
What was the title of the only number one for the Stylistics during their UK chart career? God, these are hard, aren't they?
Stylistics, though. Yeah. That's. Oh. Nothing. I can't even
There's
think.
Some people shouting out the answer.
I know.
Sure. Can't give you anything but my love.
Yeah.
Try sung that to you once, didn't I?
Bad day, yeah.
In 98, Echo Beats, with a Z, reached top 10 and Tamba Trio, the top 40, with a song that was originally written and recorded in the 60s by Jorge Ben and was the signature song of Sergio Mendes.
What?
What's it called?
I have no idea. None.
That might even be it. It's called Masquerada. Is that
Masquerada?
No idea?
Masquerada. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, was that like something to do with the World Cup?
I haven't got a clue.
I think I know the tune now you've said
it. Oh, 98. So yeah, it probably was the French
World Cup. Yeah, okay.
Question number 6. Doing well so far. The lead singer of Ultravox, prior to Midge Ure, joining the group... had a solo hit in 1980 called No One Driving. What's his name?
No idea.
John Fox. I'm not getting much of a rep break, am I, people? What was the title of Blondie's top 40 follow-up to their 99 comeback number one, Maria?
Maria, you are... I was going to say, Glass Plus, an old one. I don't know. I'm having a bad day. I'm just going to go home.
That's a Daniel Powter song, not Blondie.
Well,
bad day. It's Nothing Is Real But The Girl.
No, Heart of Glass I was on about.
Yeah, but you just said I'm having a bad day. I said that's
right. You like
you
that
really
song.
Aren't having a good day.
You like
are
that
you?
Day, don't I you? Do. You like that song. Oh, God.
It's my pick me up one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
had a bad day.
Okay. Though it failed to chart, the 1977 single Less Than Zero was the first release by Elvis Costello on which record label?
On which record label? Yeah. RCA.
Stiff.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Don't even, never heard of it.
Mike Edwards is the lead singer with the group whose final top 40 hit was a 93 song, Zeros and Ones.
Mike and the Mechanics.
More like Jesus Jones.
I don't even, never heard of them.
And finally, oh dear, Shirley Bassey in 63 and Tom Jones in 70 both had hits with the same song. What's the song?
Oh, I watched a documentary, but I'm sure this was on. With, what was the comedy duo in the 60s? And they always play them at Christmas. Morecambe and Wise.
Morecambe and Wise, yeah.
And sure, she's on the show singing it, and then they have him back to do it. Can't remember the name of it.
I Who Have Nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They're like doing, she's trying to sing, and they're messing around, they're messing around her, like when she's trying to sing. She had a cracking voice, mind, didn't she, as well?
I was wondering if I could find, like a question you might get right.
I'm pretty good, Norm. My brain is not in gear. I'm not in gear today.
Okay. Here we go. One more.
Let's go for one more.
One more sort of, do you want a whole lot?
Let's go for it.
Okay, this is, how does your garden grow?
Oh, I got to remember this now. Like, it's
what's the name of the Australian duo that had hit in the late 90s with Truly Madly Deeply, To the Moon and Back, and I Knew I Loved You?
Savage Garden.
George Michael's number one, Fast Love, features parts of a 1982 top 10 song originally called it, recorded by Patrice Rushen, or Russian. What's the title of that song? Oh,
I don't know. I'm not...
Forget Me Nots.
Ah, okay.
Which group sang about Flowers in the Rain in 67?
Flowers in the Rain. Flowers in the Rain. I don't know.
It's The Move.
Hmm, never heard of them.
No. The song In Bloom was a hit single.
For Nirvana.
From...
Oh, it's not the question.
5 points. No, I was trying to catch you out, that's why. From which album by Nirvana?
Never mind.
No, I need the answer.
Hey, he's such a clever one, isn't he?
With whom did Kylie Minogue duet on the song Where the Wild Roses Grow?
Where the Wild Roses
Wow.
Grow.
Interesting.
Kylie Minogue duets? Mm.
I wouldn't have paired Kylie with these.
Wouldn't you?
No, personally, but...
I don't know then.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because he's Aussie as well, isn't he? Mm. Nick Cave, so I can imagine that connection.
Which four herbs, or for our American listeners, herbs, feature in the title of Simon and Garfunkel's 1966 album?
Oh, and sage?
That's one.
So sage, right, okay. Basil?
Nope.
Coriander?
Nope. One more guess.
Basil, sage, coriander.
Used to be a program about two female detectives, I think, on ITV.
Oh, what was it called? Ah, oh, rosemary.
Rosemary and thyme. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme.
Ah, there you go.
Which one am I on now? Ah, Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah.
Is the lead singer. I don't know what's going on with my voice today. Is the lead singer of the group that had a hit double A-side single in 2001. Called Sunrise and the Trees,
he's
named
pulp.
The band.
He's well pulp, isn't done.
He? Released in 1968, The Foundations reached the top three with the song Build Me Up.
Buttercup.
Released in 1981, and prior to them becoming one of the most successful acts of the 80s, which duo's first album was called In the Garden?
Bros?
Eurythmics.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm. Can you name the two members of the Eurythmics?
No.
That was in my quiz.
No.
No? Annie Lennox and... David A. Stewart.
Oh, Annie Lennox, I know, but I wouldn't have got the bloke.
Well,
if
you
I
didn't
sat
say
thought,
Annie Lennox.
No,
though,
I know,
you
but
say?
If I sat and thought about it.
No, you didn't say Dan.
Well,
no.
I just said no, because
Question
I'm
number
feeling
10.
Bad about myself, right? So I'm beating myself up.
Yeah. Well, you'll get this one. It's a nice, easy one for you. Lynn Anderson's 1971 hit, Rose Garden, was her only chart hit, and it was sampled in the chorus of the 1989 top five single by Con Can. What was the title of this only chart hit by the Canadian duo?
No idea.
It's called I Beg Your Pardon.
Oh my goodness.
Oh dear.
Now
that's 17 minutes of quizzing for you.
I'm just going to do a quick one for you.
Okay.
So we know you are have a love of the Joker.
Yeah.
The character.
Oh, no.
No, we're just going to find out which Joker you are.
Oh, cool.
So I'm not going to...
I don't know which one I want to be.
I know. Now, these are quite a lot of options here. You have to
Can
think
I be
about.
The Steve Miliband Joker? Because I like that
yeah,
song.
You like that song. Yeah. You want to be Steve Miliband?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Ed Miliband or...
No.
Right. What's a random personality trait others have that really gets under your skin? There's
oh,
a few
no.
options, okay? Grammatically correct all of the time. Self-righteous to a fault, socially outgoing and in unnecessary situations, a joke repeater and or stealer, saying they're adventurous constantly, pretentious taste in pop culture, loud and or generally obnoxious, no comedic timing, not funny.
Loud and obnoxious.
So loud and or generally obnoxious. Okay. Next up. Pick your ideal criminal sidekick. Catwoman, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Bane, Scarecrow, Mr. Freeze, or Ra's al Ghul. Or, no one, I'm a loner who works alone.
Ooh, so I'm tempted by Bane or Harley Quinn, but I'm going to go no one.
No one. I thought you'd say no one.
Yeah.
Pick the Disney villain that you relate to the most.
I relate to the most. Oh, should I just say one and see if they're on there?
Go on then.
Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. I don't know if I do relate to him, but...
Yes!
Oh, there we are.
Frollo's on there. You
yeah,
can have Frollo.
I'll take that one.
Okay. Which of the seven deadly sins are you most frequently guilty of? Greed, gluttony, sloth, wrath, envy, lust, pride. Honestly, none of them in particular.
Yeah, I can I say the last one?
You
but then that
say.
Makes me a bit like pride, doesn't it, if I say that, technically.
Do you want to go for pride?
No. I'm too proud to be proud.
Do you want to go for nothing?
Yeah, why not? I'm sure people will be disagreeing listening.
Pick a theme song for yourself. Bad by Michael Jackson. Diva by Beyonce. Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. Night Call by Kavinsky. Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. Or Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant.
Oh, it's either gonna be Johnny Cash or the Beastie Boys. Let's go Beastie Boys.
Go on, feeling Beastie
because
Boys.
Because that is the song on that starts Fighting Talk as well, which is one of my favourite podcasts.
Is it?
Pretty sure it is.
Sabotage,
yeah.
Great, isn't it? Like,
bum, 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 bum.
Pick the first crime you'd commit as the Joker.
Oh, wonderful.
Would you rob a bank? Jaywalk, it's a bit mild. Shoplift, break into Wayne Manor, steal a car, steal a plane, break into a shelter and free all of the dogs. I don't know, take a nap, is that a crime?
I mean, I do like a nap, but I think I'd have to free all the dogs.
Free all the dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I can walk out singing Who Let the Dogs Out. That can be my theme tune.
We're changing that Beastie yeah. Boys, yeah. And finally. Which version of Bruce Wayne is your personal favourite? Is it Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, David Mazouz? Obviously the latest one isn't on there, which is Robert Pattinson, isn't it?
See, I'm more annoyed that I can't have Will Arnett.
Oh yeah, there
go, Batman.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's yeah. funny. Good
it's going to be Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, he's great. Yeah. Isn't he was. He set the benchmark.
I'm going
to
have my favourite Joker. I don't know which one I'm going to be.
Who do you want to be?
Oh, I think I want to be Joaquin Phoenix.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I think you've got next best.
Heath Ledger.
You've got Heath
Wonderful.
Ledger. So, you're Heath Ledger.
Does this mean I can show you the magic trick?
Yes.
I can make this pencil disappear.
Yeah. Smash my end of the table. Yeah. It says, you're pretty much everyone's favourite person to be around, but are truly beholden to no one. You're independent, forward thinking, and yeah, a little strange. And I think that sums you up.
I think that sums me up, especially the last bit. But yeah, a few quizzes.
Yeah, fun.
I know QE sent us in a quiz. I think it was a Christmas one, so we'll do it next year.
Should we do that? No, should we do that? Oh, it's a Christmas one, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's Christmas. And he
we'll
hasn't
keep
given
that for
me
Christmas.
The answers, so yeah. When
Why don't
around,
we invite him on and he quizzes
we'll get him
us?
On. He can quiz us. But yeah, if you have any little quizzes and stuff, fire them over, because I'll do them all day, every day.
I was just going to say, nothing to do with the pod. You just want material for
yeah,
quizzes.
Yeah, I just want material for my quizzes, yeah.
Okay, well, bit of fun. Until next time, ta-ra from me.
Ta-ra from him.